We walk in, there's a chicken satay on the stove, past the three-legged cat by the door. Help move furniture into the alcove, making room for an amp and a keyboard. Dave hands me a cider, a drink from a mug, by the picture of cows on the wall. Caroline throws her arms wide, the warmest of hugs, though we only met once before. And I feel like I'm home. Yeah, I feel like I'm home in Caroline's kitchen. In Caroline's kitchen. If that Formica island could talk, I'm sure it would tell some incredible stories. All the singers and songs that have played here before, in this vinyl floorboard auditorium. By bay windows all bathed in glow of fairy lights, we play misses and hits and crowd pleasers. There's a buzz of excitement in the air tonight, or maybe that's just the fridge freezer. And we feel like we're home. We feel like we're home in Caroline's kitchen. Next time I think that I should give it all up, I'll know there's a home tucked in a cul-de-sac where 10 people or so feels like 10,000 to me. Lights fading outside like invisible ink. We've still got time left and there's still rum to drink and decisions to make on what our funeral song should be. On his pillow, John's too scared to sleep. Dave takes our glasses and refills them. It's Sarah and Phil's 5th gig this week. Liam's playing the chords to No Children. How is it some people that you barely know feel like a memory foam sofa? Well, I'm under a spell at a hypnotist show, and I don't want the spell to be broken. 'Cause I feel like I'm home. Yeah, I feel like I'm home. Not too many people can put me at ease, and I trust anyone who's still buying CDs. And I didn't even have to leave my shoes by the door. When my casket is lowered, I won't know what's next, which song to play loud as they lay me to rest. Anything from tonight will be fine, played in 4/4. Something from Caroline's kitchen. Caroline's kitchen.